Codiri, so a sugar torched ashgo, Jedig and Och of Lingiag, no Toshach and Nig of Lingiag, end of the 18th century, start of the 19th century. Ewain Machgal, this guy is associated with Dalcatic. We have one person who lives in Dalcatic. Does anyone else live down that way? No? Just let me be. Well, he's associated with Dalcatic, but he doesn't really want to be there in the poem anyway. He used to, in his youth, he used to spend time up in Codiriri. And if you look on the map, you can't find Codiriri exactly, but there is an Alt Iriri, the burn of the Western Chieling, Ir Adi, Alt Iriri. And he had an abode there. He had a hut there. He used to hang out there. But Iain Og, the 10th Laird of Grant, I don't know why I get this confused, but yeah, there's so many Lairds, but he denied him the Shealing of Ray Ushak, possibly Ray Ushjin. That's on the map. So he denied him that. So since then, Ewing, Ewan, MacDonald has to go down to Dalcatic and live with the Lowlanders. So it seemed like if you lived on the south side of the river, you were the Lowlanders. But it's very similar in style to Donachag Ban, Duncan Ban MacIntyre's Codicheich. And you can put it to that tune. But there's rather a funny thing. Alexander MacDonald boasts that actually it was Ewan MacDonald that inspired Donachag Ban to write Codicheich as opposed to the other way around. Was it William Mackay? Yeah. I think Alexander MacDonald did it as well. So, well actually, Donachag Ban got it from our man.
I don't think so.
But in amongst all this very lush landscape that he describes, again, kind of this time of year, he also makes reference to the wily fox, who he has something of an admiration for, because the fox is in fact harassing the sheep that have started. Some of the land has been turned over for the grazing of sheep. So he kind of praises this the fox as well. So, Sjóðu hvað er í maður.